Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is from the Gospel just read from St. Matthew, chapter 21. Happy New Year. It is for the church, at least. We in God's house are always a little bit out of step with the rest of the world. But no matter. It is the year of our Lord, and like all New Year celebrations, it's an opportunity for us to reflect upon God's blessings for the year past and for the years to come. Of course, for us here at Messiah Lutheran Church, this new year is also not like any other year. It is the beginning of our 50th anniversary. So as we begin the journey of 50 and remember, rejoice, and renew our lives together as his people, it is appropriate for us to begin the new year by asking some very basic and simple questions to start with. First off, why are we here? Maybe that seems like an obvious question. Maybe you don't even have to ask yourself that question. So often after a few weeks or months, doing something becomes a habit. And that habit is one that we don't even question after a time. The question of why we are here, though, is pretty fundamental to any Christian congregation. 50 years ago, I'm sure there are many answers to that question. The answers may have been to spread the gospel, to serve our families, to establish the first LCMS church here in Kenosha, and others. For us today, some of those answers are certainly true, others not so much. Today we have members who live in Kenosha, Pleasant Prairie, Racine, Mount Pleasant, Bristol, Union Grove, and even farther away. I wonder if we have anyone that lives in Illinois. Is that even possible? Distance isn't so much of a big deal to people today, at least not as much as it once was. And yet in the same way, one can hardly throw a rock in Kenosha without hitting some kind of church. Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Episcopal, Methodist, Bible Church, Baptist, Orthodox, you name it, and there is probably just about every conceivable kind of church and Christianity represented, let's say within 10 miles of us here, maybe even 5. So the question is, what makes us stand out? What defines us as God's people in this place? Why are we here? It's maybe for that reason that we can recognize the perplexity that the disciples must have felt at Jesus' request for a donkey and a colt. I know why we started here with you, Jesus, but this is getting a little peculiar. I mean, what do you want with a donkey? Why are we here anyways? We can certainly understand their question. So what does God want and expect of us? Our Lord told the disciples that if someone asked them why they were taking the donkey, they were to answer, "The Lord has need of them." What does God expect of us? He wants us to follow him, pure and simple. He wants you and me to be his disciples and to trust that where he leads is always, always good for us. Even if God asks you to go find him a donkey. Even if God says, "Take, eat, take, drink, this is my body. This is my blood." What God wants and expects of you first and foremost is that you trust him as he has given himself to you in his word. God's word says we are to gather together around his word and sacraments, and that through these means he will build his church. The gates of hell itself will not overcome this church. 50 years, says Christ's church in this place, has stood the test of time. Maybe things look a little different than they did in 1961. The hymns may be a little different, the liturgy a little different, the faces and the people are certainly different. But God's expectations are such that he says to you, come here, gather here in this place, follow me, listen to my word, I will not let you down. So, if that's God's expectation, and that's why we are here, who are we then? We are the listeners, the followers, the ones who keep his word. This does not happen by our own power or strength. God is the one who defines who we are. He speaks and we listen. He leads and we follow. He gives us his word and by faith we keep it. That is who we are as his people. This identity as God's disciples is not always easy. Like the disciples before us, we don't always understand it when God asks us to go get him a donkey or whatever it is that he may ask for us today. But perhaps more important than even that is, what does God give us, his children, here in this place? You know what's so great about this is that God may ask you to get him a donkey, but if he does so for a very good reason. The entire history of the world really comes down to God's love coming to us, humble and lowly. Love caused your incarnation. Love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty, as the hymn proclaims. A donkey is a fitting animal for God himself to enter his city upon. He does that so that you will not be afraid to follow him. This Advent, God draws us to himself by his word, humble and small. 50 years may not be a long time in the global history of Christ's church, but it is our 50 years. It is the 50 years of new beginnings. 50 years of God's ever-present, ever-consistent demonstration for his love for the sinners here gathered together on the north side of Kenosha. We cry with the people of Jerusalem, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And the Lord comes to you now, just as he did for those people so many years ago. Trust that when he asks you for a donkey, he does so because he wants to give you the greatest and most beautiful of all possible gifts. He comes to give you himself. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.